is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Hour number two, USAprepares.com. Joel Johnson's with us, and we're talking about a very, very, very serious topic, suicide. It seems to be occurring more and more often. It's very disturbing. It's happened to some people I know. It's affected their families. I saw a man jump off a bridge right in front of me many years ago over a holiday. Obviously, he was distraught. He thought he was going to have me run him over. I was just driving along the highway, and all of a sudden, from the overpass, a man jumped over the overpass and landed right in front of my vehicle. And of course, we stopped. I did not run him over. I had plenty of time to stop. And we summoned for help, and we got him to the hospital. But you know, you read about these things. You read about what's happening in New York City. Distraught people losing their savings, losing their wherewithal due to the financial maneuvering that's going on in Wall Street. And some people have decided that they're just going to end it. They can't see any other option. Not that there's not another option, it's just that they can't, in their mind, see one. And that's what we're talking about. Joel Johnson's with us, and I'd like to know a couple things, Joel. One is, what are the signs? What are the signs that are exhibited by, let's say, a child? Let's start right there with a child who might be considering suicide. What does a parent need to pay attention to that would indicate, you know what, this is serious. Let's turn off the television. Let's put down the cell phone and let's see what's going on and let's prevent tragedy in our own homes. Joel, help us with that, please.
Well, there are a number of different danger signs to watch for, Vinny, and some of them are more definitive than others. Some of them, for example, eating disorders, things like that, may indicate other things going on that have nothing to do with suicidal ideation or suicidal thinking. But then there are some things that we look at that are just a little bit more definitive. Very often kids will hint around that they think they're communicating very clearly, or they're afraid to talk directly about their feelings. So they may hint around about a friend of theirs who's contemplating suicide when they may indeed be the person that's doing that. We look for things like if they seem to be preoccupied with death or the suicide of a friend or a classmate. Very often we have copycat kinds of events that happen after a young person has committed suicide, where other kids will see the outpouring of emotion by everyone in the school, and they figure this is a way for people to care about me and notice me as well. If they're angry at someone else, expressions like they'll be sorry. You know, if I was gone, they'd be sorry. That'd show them. Things like that. If they're tying up loose ends, you know, if they're making sure that they're returning things that they had borrowed, if they're paying back money that they owe, if they're calling people up, just say, I just wanted you to know that I love you and I don't ever want you to forget that. Okay, statements like that as far as tying up loose ends. Suddenly giving away their possessions is a big indicator sometimes with kids. A preoccupation with relieving pain. There are many, many different ones, one of which is very important to notice, and that is if they have a terrible problem going on, and all of a sudden they have what appears to be a relief and a lift in their spirits without any visible resolution to that problem. They may have made the final decision to kill themselves. Have you ever been at a job where you were miserable and just couldn't stand it? It was just eating you alive, and you put in your 2 weeks' notice, and once you did that, you noticed that people started treating you nicer, and you actually felt very much, much better because the decision had been made. You're leaving. You're seeing, I can take 2 more weeks of this because, you know, there's an end in sight now. There wasn't before. So making a decision sometimes will cause a relief in those terrible feelings and a lift in spirits.
Are you asking me? Is that a rhetorical question? Or are you asking me specifically?
Well, it's both. I know you have a much more extensive track record of getting fired than of resigning at the radio stations, but they keep hiring you back. So that's a really cool thing. Is you getting fired at a radio station, kind of all that's going to come out of that is an increase in ratings.
I'd like to address that. Years ago. I think I do hold the record for being fired more often in the shortest amount of time than any other broadcaster. I've been fired at least 4 times in 12 months. And so, yeah. Now, let me tell you about what I've done when I've had these situations that were unbearable. Many years ago, back in the 80s, I had a boss who was just impossible. No matter what I did, I could do exactly what he said, and I would get beat up for it, figuratively. I mean, it was really stressful. It was one of those kind of jobs that you say, geez, what a lousy day I had, and what a lousy day I'm going to have, and, you know, for the foreseeable future, it's not going to get any better. So what I did was I started investing in real estate, so that I could be financially independent of that job, so I could ultimately ask my boss's boss if I could have a different boss from the one I had. I liked working for the company, but I didn't like working for that guy. So after several months, I thought, you know what, I am now an owner of several apartment buildings, and I went whole hog into it, went way into debt, and it was working. It was actually working, and I was rehabilitating these apartment buildings. And I got the courage to go to my boss's boss, the senior vice president, and say, hey, I really love this company. I'd hate to leave this company, but could I have a different boss? And he said, sure, you can have a different boss. If you can get a different boss to agree, we'd love to keep you. So, have at it. And I got a different boss, and it was just like a great experience. So that was one way I handled the situation. Another time, I had another miserable boss. I mean, this guy was just almost as bad. The first one was an alcoholic. The second one was just a miserable person. And I was in a meeting with him and my team, my direct reports, and it was late at night, and he wanted, my son was in, had gone in surgery. He was 2 years old. He'd gone into surgery, and he had hip reconstruction, and it was a very serious thing, and I wanted to go see my son, and the boss said, hey, you know, I need you to do charts and reports for the president, and I said, I'll do them. I'm going to go see my son. I'll be back, and I'll stay all night, and I'll get them done. They'll be done by morning, and he gave me a really hard time, and I just said, excuse me, and I left the meeting, and that was the last that they ever saw of me, and I was the first officer of this particular bank to ever quit. The first one. No one had ever done it before. So that's how I reacted to two different situations. But anyway, so and of course I get fired too. So I enjoy I enjoy all sides. But I like being fired the most. I really enjoy being fired.
It's fun, especially if it gives you the opportunity that when after they fire you, they ask you to. Do you have anything to say?
And you know, I've never done what every guy wants to do. I have never peed on the boss's desk. You know. But I think secretly every guy wants to do that.
Because yeah, right when you're doing that, that's when you want to ask, well, do I take it that eligibility for rehire is out of the question? Benny, I wanted to address something very quickly when you were talking about the careful use of language earlier.
Yes. And I was serious words. About that, Joel.
Yeah,
I was serious.
There are three words that I believe that counselors, parents, everyone in a position of authority or in a position of imparting wisdom to others should totally eradicate from their vocabulary. I wish the words didn't exist. And the words are why, should, and ought. Why questions tend, regardless of how you ask them, tend very often to sound accusatory. Should and ought very often makes a person feel stupid. No one enjoys feeling stupid. They may enjoy acting stupid, but they don't enjoy feeling stupid. So the careful use of language, here's an example. I would not say to a caller, or let's say I was dealing with an abuse survivor.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say, well, why didn't you say something sooner? Okay, what I would say is, what was going on that caused you to be hesitant to say anything? Okay, or what was going on that kept you from talking? Okay, now that very subtle difference in language is actually a huge difference in language, because what it's doing is it's you're putting it out there that they had justifiable reasons in not talking for a while. Okay, but when you say, why didn't you say something sooner, it makes them sound like they were making bad choices by being quiet, or that somehow they were complicit in what's going on. Should and ought, you know, if I tell you, you know, what you should do this, and you know what you ought to do, Vinny? You ought to do this. I'm giving you advice, and the big problem with advice is twofold, especially to counselors. If a counselor gives advice and it works, the person's going to be dependent upon them forever. They're going to be an albatross around their neck. And if the advice doesn't work, they're going to get fired. Either way, the responsibility or the blame falls on the counselor rather than on the individual. So I believe in helping people, empowering them to make their own decisions, guiding them, being what we call a guide on the side rather than...
Joel, hold that thought.
As I do. I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I'm going to try playing a little clip here. I'd like you to hear this, and I'll tell you a little bit about it. It's about 21, 22 seconds.
Okay, Vincent. I understand that all of us are scheduled to be off campus for a field trip. Good job. I like field trips. Since you made the arrangements, please instruct our class where and when to meet for the field trip.
Okay, so we've got a field trip. Field trip coming up Monday at City Hall, Springfield, Missouri. And I just wanted to share this with you. We'd like you to bring three of your closest friends. We're going to say hello to City Hall. We're going to introduce ourselves to City Council. And we are going to introduce ourselves to Greg Burris. He's the guy that we produce the bumper stickers for that say Fire Greg Burris, 417-864-1001, because he's putting fluoride in the water. We want fluoride out of the water. We want them to stop poisoning us. Why? Why are we taking this on as an issue? Because we believe at USAPrepares.com, we believe that if we are being poisoned and we are being dumbed down and we're having our IQs lowered and our children's IQs lowered, we are being coerced into behaving the way the government wants us to behave. We're not interested in becoming conditioned. Okay, we want to be free thinkers and we want to be productive members of society and we want to be the best we can be. We are not willing to accept anything less than that. So we do not want to be poisoned by fluoride. And we're going to City Hall. And we've contacted all the radio stations, all the television stations. They probably won't cover it. But I guess we'll have a large turnout of USAPrepares.com and Get Prepared Expo students, instructors, teachers. I'll be there. So that's Monday, 6:30, City Hall, Springfield, Missouri. If you'd like to join us, you're certainly welcome to. Now, why am I mentioning this on a national broadcast? Because, class, you can do exactly the same thing that we do in your town. We're just trying to lead by example. It's as simple as that. We want fluoride out of the water, and as soon as we win that one, we want our taxes reduced by 50%. We consider that just a good start. We want our freedoms and our liberties back, and the line in the sand has been drawn. So if you wonder who was involved in saying, that's it, well, we said it. We said, that's it. And so this is the way we are going to respond to the government overreach, the trifecta of government overreach was Benghazi, the scandal, okay? The IRS and the Department of Justice, what they're doing to us, targeting us, that's it. Homeland Security buying all these bullets, that's it. Okay, Joel Johnson's with us, and so we've been talking about what are the signs. What are the signs that young people exhibit that show us that they are in crisis mode, that they might be thinking the unthinkable, suicide? And what do we need to do? So, Joel, you mentioned you'd like to take out of the vocabulary why, should, and ought. And as you were saying that, it occurred to me very, very clearly that we at USAPrepares.com don't take direction very well. And I say that, you know, none of us is really capable of holding down a job. And what I really mean by that is not that we couldn't do a job. We would all do it very, very, very well. It's just that we don't take people telling us what to do very well because, you know, we want to be part of that decision and we want to do a really outstanding job. We are committed to and passionate about doing a good job. We just don't like being told what to do. And that's where I hear that should and ought that you were talking about. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, absolutely. There are very few feelings that are more painful than feeling stupid. And to enter into an advice-giving role with someone very often is giving them the answers. You're handing them fish rather than teaching them how to fish. So not only is it insulting to them emotionally, but it can be disempowering as well. You know, kids don't talk to begin with for a variety of different reasons. It may be shame, that they're feeling threatened, that they feel that they're going to get into trouble, a fear of being locked up. It could be that they're just weary and mistrust to begin with. It could be because they feel that they're misunderstood, that they're being coerced. It may be to protect their abuser. It may be because they're traumatized. It may be because we're just ignorant of their developmental level or we're using language that they don't understand.
Joel, hold that thought.
Of lack of support.
Joel, hold that thought. We'll be right back. No shortage of breaks here. USAPrepares.com on Genesis Communications Network. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comblock shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazine.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So the question is, how does this relate to USAPrepares.com? Well, frankly, you need to pay attention to everything around you. You need to pay attention to what your children are saying, what your parents are saying. And you need to, in my opinion, pay attention to what drugs, legally and illegally, your family may be consuming. And according to what I'm seeing, Joel Johnson of the National Crisis Intervention Training Institute, NCITI.org. By the way, the link is on the website, page one, at the bottom of the page where all the instructors are. Class, if you'd like to click on it and go see Joel's website, where he has lots of resources, free downloads of all kinds of documents that may help you. Joel, it looks like from the 1950s to the 1990s, suicides in young adults has nearly tripled. Has it gone up since then, since the 90s?
Yes. Yes, actually, the numbers keep climbing, depending on which study you're looking at. But again, statistically, I think we're looking at a lack of reliability there because of what in law enforcement we call the dark figure of crime, meaning the unaccountable ones or the ones that are misdiagnosed. An example is the one I gave earlier in the broadcast of a situation that would look like a suicide, but it was actually a sacrificial act of heroism. And what that would be tantamount to would be felony murder, because if the people were extorting the young man, and in doing so they were committing a felony, caused him to take his own life and coerced him into doing that, then that was a death that resulted during the commission of a felony. So in my opinion, it should have been classified as felony murder rather than suicide. Yeah,
okay.
The numbers are off.
Okay, and Joel, when you talked with some of these young people, do you ever hear from them later on where they may say, "I just called to say thank you because I was right on the edge of doing the unthinkable, and I just want to say thank you." Has that ever happened?
Oh, absolutely, many times. In fact, mentioning that, I'll pull up something while I'm addressing that. We received many letters throughout the years from kids who were expressing their gratitude, and almost without exception, those kids at the time that we were talking to them, they weren't too happy about what we were doing to intervene. I'm trying to get to a letter right now. Here, it's from a young lady. Now, this was a number of years ago. This is a young lady named, we'll call her Miranda. She was an 18-year-old caller who had been a victim of ritualistic repeated rape 3 times a week since she was about 11 or 12 years old. And she was cutting herself with glass when she first called us up and was talking about the abuse. We intervened during a near fatal suicide attempt. In fact, when the EMS came busting through her door, she had already gone into respiratory arrest. Later on, she wrote a letter, and in that she said, "I never cut myself with glass before. I've done other things, but nothing that hurt that much. I just thought the hurt on the inside would stop if there was something else to think about. The hurt in the inside is still there, though. It didn't make a difference. It gets hard, but you were there, just like you said you would be. Thank you." Now, at the time that we first heard from her, whenever we intervened and saved her life, that child was really, really angry. And we got this letter a while back where she was basically writing to thank us for her life. And so that's a very common occurrence. Very common occurrence.
Have you taken calls from a specific location, or do these calls come in from all over the country?
Well, at that time, we were taking calls in from all over the country. The hotline number at that point, and this, I was with the National Youth Crisis Hotline from its inception in 1988 until 1996. And so it was right at about 9 years. The hotline was very often broadcast on a number of different national television programs, so we would take calls from all over the country, and we nationally advertised it. Now, that hotline has long ago gone defunct. The organization disbanded a couple of years after I left them. I was director of their Department of Crimes Against Children and served as such for 11 years after leaving Norman Police Department, where I was a detective working crimes against children, and now I'm living back in Norman. Most of the calls that we get now, many requesting services and assistance, are from adults here at National Crisis Intervention Training Institute, but we're just in the process of incorporating as a nonprofit, and we would love to be able to reach out more to youth as well, and we have several programs specifically designed to do that in the making. I encourage your callers to go to the website, and also keep in mind that we have a number of different topics available to come into communities to speak and to train professional groups. And I would love to visit with anyone that would like us to have come in and visit with their organization, group, agency, et cetera. And those topics are available on one of the pages of my outline or my hotline as well. I'm sorry, my website.
Okay, so you're saying if there's a group that would like to hear more about what we're talking about during these 2 hours right here on Genesis Communications Network, if they'd like to hear more, ask you one-on-one questions and help people who are considering the unthinkable, you are available at NCITI, National Crisis Intervention Training Institute.org. And you can find out how to contact Joel Johnson right there. Joel, I'd like to put out a call to our class. For those of you who are thinking of coming to the Get Prepared Expo, Joel Johnson is going to be doing his seminar on, Way Out of the Box Thinking, MacGyver 101. That's July 2021 here in Lebanon, Missouri. At the Get Prepared Expo, but if you think that it makes sense for Joel to talk about crisis intervention and the signs of suicide and what you might want to pay attention to in those surrounding you, your family, your friends, your neighbors, and if you want to pass the word on, if you think that would be a seminar that you'd like to participate in at the Get Prepared Expo, send me an email, please, Vincent@usapreparers.com, Vincent@usapreparers.com. And what we'll do is, if there's interest, we'll ask Joel to make that happen. Okay? So Vincent at USA.
It's an honor to do that, Benny.
Well, Joel, I appreciate that, Joel. I really do. And I know, Joel, we have put together broadcasts in a matter of just a couple minutes. You and I, when an event like the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre happened, I was on my way into the studio at KWTO in the afternoon, and we talked about it, and we said, okay, we're going to be on in a few minutes. Let's talk about why this happened and, my thoughts, your thoughts, and we put all the news together while I was driving on from the farm out to KWTO. I don't always broadcast from KWTO, but that day I was. And so those are the kinds of things that you and I talk about on the air, and you have a lot of experience in that. And, we talked about the Hegelian dialectic component of it and the copycats and so forth. And, Joel, you had mentioned something that I wanted to ask you about early on in the broadcast. You mentioned parents, and you mentioned parents that commit suicide. Now, the young people that I was talking about on hour number one, those younger than 10-year-old, two children, a boy and a girl, their father, I said he jumped off the bridge, and he survived, and he was hospitalized, and a couple months later, he's back at work and in his normal routine, and then he decided that he would hang himself in the basement, and his wife found him in the basement swinging from a rope. Those children are scarred. I know those two children. I know them, and they have never talked about it. As long as I've known them, they've never talked about it. Joel, what is going through their mind with their father? Their mother had died. Their birth mother had died. Their father, a couple years later, meets another woman who has a family, and her husband died. So they get together, they get married, they combine the families, their husband and wife, and now there are three children in the family, and the husband commits suicide. So now the children are scarred. What are they thinking, Joel? What is going through their mind early on, and then what are they thinking 20 years later today?
Well, one of the biggest threats is their feeling that it was about them, that they were responsible, that if they had perhaps been better kids, or if they had done something differently, or if they had done something to where Dad would love them more, that Dad wouldn't have taken suicide as a route out of the situation. So the feeling that that concerns me the most that they're very likely feeling is the feeling of being responsible for what occurred. And we know that they're not, but the child doesn't know that. And they may grow up with those feelings just embedded in them for the rest of their life. So the guilt, the shame and embarrassment, all of those things. And tragically, what we know is that families in that type of situation, children whose parents have died as a result of suicide, are at greater risk of themselves committing suicide or engaging in other very debilitating, dangerous escape types of behavior such as substance abuse, etc. So those things need to be addressed with those kids preventatively.
And I can tell you those kids did have a tough row to hoe. I'm sure they were thinking a lot when they were in school about, gee, you know, what my dad did compared to, gee, your dad didn't do that. And I think you're right on the money, Joel. Joel Johnson, we'll be right back. We're talking about suicide.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze-Dried Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. The special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, just a reminder, we've got a meetup on Monday. Monday, right after the weekend. Monday. Springfield, Missouri, USAPrepares.com, we meet City Hall. We want fluoride out of the water. We're going to start with that, and then it's on to taxes, and we're trying to set the example for the rest of the United States. I'll be there, and a lot of our instructors will be there. That's this Monday, 6:30, Springfield, City Hall, downtown Springfield, Missouri. And Joel Johnson's with us of the National Crisis Intervention Training Institute.org, NCITI.org. Joel, I receive a lot of calls, and I take the calls. And if I'm on a call, I'll call back if someone calls, when someone calls. And I received a call from someone that I really like. And he said his father was considering and wanted to pursue doctor-assisted suicide because he was in so much pain, physical pain. And I said, whoa. We've got Dr. Sheely on board, Dr. Norman Sheely. We've got Dr. Joel Wallach, the physical pain. Maybe we can fix that. Maybe we can do something about it. Let's pursue other alternatives first, the easy ones. Let's do that first. Because the suicide's irreversible. And this person had just decided that's what he was going to do, and he told his son that he was going to commit suicide, and pretty much that was the way it was going to go. So, Joel, it's not something that we've just read about. This has touched USA Preparers, me, you. We've seen it. It's for real. And I don't think it's getting any better. And your institute is one way of helping prevent some of these suicides, right?
Yes. And we're just, it's a group of individuals that I work with down through the years. We've been doing the work for a long, long time. We are not incorporated as a nonprofit yet. We're working on that. We're not funded, so everything that everyone does is in a voluntary capacity, and we're now venturing out offering services that are going to be quite expensive to extend to people, but we are just trusting that the funding will be there because the need certainly is. And we're excited about getting this thing formalized after so many years. But if you look at my website, there's such a broad encompassing thread of services there available to youth and adults, to families, to professionals, et cetera. And one of the key levels of bringing money in, we hope, will be in the provision of training to professional organizations, et cetera. But there's already a lot available there. I've put a few of the PowerPoint presentations on my free documents page that folks can go in and take a look at those, as well as a number of other documents that they may be needing in requesting services, as well as informational types of things. So just hope they'll explore around. There's a lot on that website.
Joel, when you talk with people on the air on the telephone who are distraught, is it a cornerstone of your organization to always tell the truth and not misrepresent, to just get them past some point where you say, okay, he put the gun down? I mean, let me just say point blank. Is it customary to not tell the truth? Or is that something that you absolutely never do? You always tell the truth.
Oh, no, it's a fatal mistake to lie to someone on the telephone, because by violating that trust, you're going to lose the ability to communicate anything else to them. For example, if someone's talking to me about abuse that's going on with a child, I'm very careful to let them know that I am a mandatory reporter, that I'm not going to say something that, and they'll usually start it out with, if I tell you something in confidence, will you promise me it won't go past you? And so it's extremely important to let them know that I'll only speak to people that are going to be involved in solving the problem, and that I am legally and ethically required to speak to. That if they are concerned about...
Joel, we're out of time.
Okay.
Joel Johnson, we are out of time. NCITI.org. Joel Johnson, the real MacGyver. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. We were talking about suicide today. You might want to share this broadcast, the podcast, with your friends and family. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Thanks, Joel Johnson.
Here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and to soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.